email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 551 ray@rte.ie. Jedward, good afternoon.
Hey, everyone. So happy to be back.
How many times have you been on the toy show?
I've lost count. I'm always there in spirit. We were there officially once. John split his pants and he was the first person to curse in the toy show.
I was. They put out a clip there recently reminding me of it. But yeah, what a celebration.
I have put a request to get on it, but you know, I'm still waiting to hear back.
Now, I know the toy show is in everybody's future because it's on tonight.
Yes.
But I think further down the line,
someday we might
in your future because you've just released a Christmas song.
Our
yes, you have.
Love Miss. It's a Christmas song.
Great.
It's absolutely banging.
That's off the radio.
It's kicking off on TikTok. Everyone's dancing to it.
L-O-V-E, I'm falling for you. Happy Lullabies. Are you playing again?
No, anyway. I just put it as a sting there. I just have it as a sting.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, if you say something funny or something like that, I'll just go... Firstly, I'm surprised you haven't done a Christmas song before.
I know.
Secondly,
Edward always talks about it a few weeks before Christmas.
Does he? It's a bit late then.
I'm like an old pensioner who repeats himself sometimes. I'm always like, we should do a Christmas song this year, and then it's always too late.
I do have Christmas notes in my phone, but there is other Christmas songs brewing, so we'll see what happens for the future.
For the future.
But
that's
here,
in your
future, it's never
as well.
Too late. I'm happy we ripped the band-aid off, and here we are.
I believe that it was meant to be, because you've been bumping into these people over
we
the
have,
years who have a strong connection with Christmas songs.
Yeah, we bumped into George Michael back in the day and he was loving our vibes and he was definitely an icon, like rocking it with Wham. And then you bumped into Andrew Ridley on the
tube. I told him about it on the tube in London. I was like, I can't believe it. I'm meeting the full duo now.
Last Christmas.
And John thought he was imagining things. You saw him there and you're like...
I literally was like, is this actually happening? He was decked out in his navy tracksuit and I was like, Andrew, it's me. I met George back in the day and now I'm meeting you. And then I was talking about music and being healthy and he's looking great. And it was great just to see him out and about.
Yeah.
I bumped into a lot of people.
John bumps into a lot of people like Michael Fassbender. Literally, John goes on his path.
We met so much Christmas figures. We met Shane McGowan there in the Four Seasons. He was playing a game of card with his family. He was a lovely guy. I think he had just gotten his teeth
done.
But
yeah.
Amazing. That's another Christmas figure. Yeah. So Wham, Shane McGowan.
He drew a picture for us.
Then Mariah Carey back in the day
as well.
You met
Mariah Carey?
Yeah. We literally met her on the X Factor. She was doing a sound check. And then we met her like a couple of months later.
And they're all very lovely to
John,
us.
John, stop skipping over the stories. Not every day everyone meets Mariah Carey.
I know. It's a big,
we're
big
in an
deal.
Airport. She's gone for one. We've gone for one. We meet like literally in the middle of the toilets and we're like, oh, how are you? And she's like, oh my God, send love to...
And you've met her twice now, then you think you're going to meet her a third time.
And she got on this like little cart that drives you to your gate.
A buggy.
So always living up the diva-ness.
You could argue that you've met the three people who've given us the top three contemporary Christmas songs.
Yeah, they've given us...
Last Christmas, Fairytale New York, and All I Want for Christmas Is You.
And now, it's Loveness.
No, it is nice though. It's nice to be a part of the cheer every single year.
Yes.
We sent it to Ed Sheeran and he said he loved it. I knew he was coming out of Christmas song, so I wanted to let him know that, you know what, we're now in the Christmas spirit this year. And yeah, it's great to be a part of it and it comes around every single year. And it's like a snowball effect and we're gonna keep...
We just hope those royalties come in, you know, when we're 100.
It's not even about that. I feel like nowadays it's changed. And obviously you can be chasing Christmas number one and that. But
the
it's
main
more about
thing is it's now in the RTE system, John.
Yes, and that's the most
it's
important.
Here for eternity.
Yes.
Wondering outside, what did Shane McGowan draw on
he
the
drew, I think he drew a sketch of us. It was like a sketch, a cartoon figure of us.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like literally in the Jedward archives somewhere. We need to
is
get
it? Just,
scratch
that was
it,
my we, next question.
We put
have
it
you
in
still
a
got
tin.
It?
Yeah, yes, we do. Yeah. But we do meet a lot of the Irish greats. Like we met Sinead, we met everyone, haven't we, John?
And they always have a lot of time for us because they know that we've been dealt a certain set of cards and they think, oh wow, all the hurdles and ups and downs and the tribulations you've been on, they're just kind of know that we got love for them from afar because you could be talking about them on the radio.
Yeah.
You never know who's listening.
And we also met Enya in the same place. They all seem to all be in the Four Seasons. I know we're talking about every
I find Ray, when you go against your destiny for that day and you take a bonus round path somewhere different, you end up bumping into just people.
I know we remember
it's hard to miss you. It's hard to miss the yeah. Chewy when you're
sometimes
together.
Sometimes I feel like I'm on a Truman Show.
But the thing is, they love us. They love the vibes. We met Annie Lennox on Mother's Day in LA, right. Didn't we, John, in the car park?
We were in gold boots and she was with her fella. He was a doctor or something. But obviously when you meet them like in the UK or Ireland, it's all very high profile. But it's nice to meet them at low key moments in their day.
And here's the one I'm most impressed by. Well, I'm impressed by all of those. But Nick Cave. You met Nick Cave?
Yeah we met him.
Now, he doesn't have a Christmas song that I know of.
Hair is blacker than the night.
Like, so we decided we were out for a walk that day. We were making some Christmas videos for the song. And we said, oh, we'll call down there into that department store and see what they have for, you know.
They're not giving us anything for free. So
before the Christmas sales hit, we'll have a think about what's happening. And then we had this young lad coming up to us. Oh, Jedward. Oh, can I get a picture with you? And then creeping behind him was Nick. Right. And I instantly thought of Nick because he had lost his son.
I knew
because back in the day, when HMV was closing down, I got a Led Zeppelin compilation album that were all reduced compared to the original retail value, and I got a Nick Cave one as well. So the fact that like I knew him, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, we'll get a picture with your son and then we'll have to get a picture with you. And then he was taking his jacket off and he knew that we had love for him anyway, and he was like,
his zipper got caught.
He was saying, this is going to be your next album picture. I'm going to have to look the business in this.
So between all three of us, we're trying to get his zipper and get this jacket off.
And we were talking about like just writing songs and evolving, and he was like, don't go too indie. He's like, Kylie went a bit indie there for a second. He had done a song with her. I looked that, checked that out.
Yeah, 15 years.
It's been a while. We're ancient
in the business
now.
And meeting people. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you're not
the
ancient. You're the age of our Lord, 33.
Just like you, Ray, you look amazing as well. But the thing is,
Ray, you haven't aged in the last 30 years.
The thing is, we don't get offended. We just kind of like get some matcha lattes going, don't we, John?
Yeah.
I just think you have to be optimistic because no one owns the future.
But
you
actually keep living.
I like that. Hold on.
Evolving.
Can you repeat that?
Nobody owns the future.
It definitely deserves a sting.
It does.
I like this as a new sting. We could send you loads of stings if you need them.
But Ray, we spent our life wearing caps. Like sometimes we're not wearing a cap. I feel like that's kept the sun out of our face.
Ah, that's why you look so young.
Yes, because we walk around Hampstead like Belsize and we bump into Ricky Gervais, we bump into Harry Styles, we bump into all of them, don't we, John?
Yeah. They blatantly be going around as themselves, so now I've started.
Sometimes we don't have the audacity to be like, look at us.
We went around the local there recently, we literally met all the neighbours, they were all really excited about seeing us, and some of them met us back in the day when we were on the show, because that was the house is based up there. And I met you years ago now and it's great to see us out and about.
But they're all living in mansions, we're just living in like, you know, basic accommodation.
Because sometimes you just need what you need. I got my room, Eric's got his room, you got your kitchen, you got your living area, and you're like, this is grand.
John broke our washer, and then now we have to go to the laundry.
Do you have an air fryer?
We have not got to the air fryer stages.
I think you'd benefit from an air fryer.
No.
Might
get a bit greasy.
Well, let's treat ourselves. It's not greasy.
Ray, you're
I
thinking about a deep
John
fat
for
fryer.
Christmas. Yes. You're going to get an air fryer this
there
Christmas.
There you go. That's sorted. Is it difficult to buy for each other for Christmas?
Sometimes we get surprised. Like John got, I got him a cool hoodie that had like Icon on it and like
studs. I think
studs.
Just cozy, practical things.
Yes. You mentioned Harry Styles there.
Yeah.
And of course, they came out of X Factor. You were on X Factor.
Yes.
And Liam Payne died this year. That's one of the big celebrity deaths of the year.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I think it was as big as when Michael Jackson passed.
My heart dropped. Like literally I was just thinking of all the other guys in the band and just the fact that you're in inner circles, that everyone's around you and everyone's around you, but when it actually matters most, no one was there for Liam.
Because the thing is, we would have had the same security guard as him, we would have had the same hairstylist, the same accountant. Like a lot of our paths crossed a lot of the time. The last time we saw him officially would have been at the EMAs of 2017, and we're all having the chats and he was always...
And we were supporting his solo project and his album and stuff, that we were hyping him up, and he said thanks for the support, guys, on
Very
Twitter.
Sad, isn't it?
No, it is, because we've had those opportunities where we could have...
Because the thing about it is, like, you know, the guys, obviously they've all been pitted against you and they're all like, who's going to be the biggest solo artist out of this? But then ultimately when it all comes down to it, doesn't matter.
But would you relate to him, like when you're in those hysteria moments where there's fans outside hotels and your security and stuff don't let you leave your room and you're being locked up and you're not being allowed to actually live a normal life?
We've dealt with a lot of that because we all came on the same show and you're trying to navigate your way through.
When we'd be like in London, we'd be like in our hotel, we never got grips, but now we're there for the last year and now we can finally have a grounding of London and the UK.
I think people are more aware of your boundaries and how you're feeling.
Yes, now they are.
Yeah.
Can I ask a big question? Are ye happy?
Yeah, we are happy. We are in a good place.
And here's another thing for you. I have a new word. Do you know that you are a portmanteau?
No, I've never heard that word.
Yeah, you're a portmanteau.
That sounds very Renaissance.
It's where you get two words together to make one word.
Oh, we're a portmanteau.
Yeah, Jedward. John
Jesus.
And Edward Jedward.
No one's ever told us this word.
Yes, there you go.
I'll know it for my next scholarship.
John, thank you very much, Edward. Thanks so much,
Ray. Have a lovely Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
L-O-B-M-A-S. And the NYPD car were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Ray Darcy for Christmas Day.
Come on, give it, Ray. Go on.
We have to go.
And the bells were ringing out for Christmas
Day. No, Christmas Day.